brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I am so glad to be with you. Today we're going to take a look at the reading for the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. And the opening prayer tells us this: O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters. Think of that. You, as a son or a daughter, ask God to look with grace upon you and those who believe in Christ, that you may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Think of that, an everlasting inheritance. Help me, Lord. You know, what I've been saying to the Lord lately is, Lord, please help me to reorder my priorities. There's too much self in me, too much that I focus on myself, and I want to focus only on you. You are the God of my salvation. You are the God of justice, and you are the God of mercy. Lord, help me. Help me to draw closer to you, that I may receive the gifts that you have to give me and wait for me to come. We look now at the first letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 15. Brothers and sisters, as you receive Jesus Christ the Lord, walk in him. Not only walk in him, but rooted in him and built upon him, and establish in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, we just think I'm my own person. I can do whatever I want. I can go wherever I want. True, and it can lead you into great difficulty. What we want to say is, Lord, what would you have me do today? Think through your priorities for a moment. And if nothing comes, then go ahead and do what you were planning, but think and ask God, Lord, I want to be more like you. Help me. Help me in my work today. Help me in my conferences today. Help me in my conversations today. Help me in all my relationships today, that I may please you more. Be specific about it and watch how God helps. In him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness with him who is the head of every principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body, the fleshly body, with the circumcision of Christ. It's a lifelong work, but that's what we're called to do. You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, he made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. God has done this for people when we really come to him day after day and say, Lord, conform my life to yours. Help me to follow you. Help me to do what you want me to do. God's certainly not going to ignore a prayer like that if you really mean it. He intends to help you. He intends to make you into a son or a daughter of God who belongs to God. Let's keep asking him. Psalm 145 tells us the Lord is compassionate toward all his works. I will extol you, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. For the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all. He's compassionate toward all his works. So let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. You know, so often we think, oh, I couldn't talk about the Lord in this environment, but you can pray. You can pray. You can ask God, Lord, let me make a contribution to this conversation. Just give me the ability to share you in a way that people would pause and think. And perhaps at least the tone of their conversation would change. Maybe the words they use would change. It's all right to ask the Lord to give you people like that and to help you in situations where that's not the case. It's good to ask the Lord, tell me what you want me to do, and I will do it. And then wait for an answer. It might not come right away, but the next time you open your mouth, it might be right there. Just ask him and keep asking him, and he will answer. And then we look at the gospel today from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 19. This is a beautiful gospel passage. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When he was going to do something in a more major way, you often see in the scriptures that he went away by himself in the night and prayed through the night. And when day came, he called his disciples to himself. Ah, so this is now the naming of the 12 apostles. And he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who is called a zealot, and Judas the son of James and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Here are his 12 apostles. Judas certainly wanted to go his own way. Judas wasn't necessarily willing to listen to the Lord or to the words of his brothers. And then it says, Jesus came down with them. He stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. So any there who had any kind of complaint, any physical problem, emotional problem, I'm sure as well, he came to help them and to cure them. Brothers and sisters, what more could God give us than giving us his only son to tell us how much he loves us? When you give what is most precious to you, take that seriously. That's not just the way it was. Someone loved you long before you were brought into being. God knew you and loved you and wanted you. And he wants you to draw closer to him so that he might lead you, so that he might help you. God would speak to so many people if they really listened. We stop for 1 minute, no, I didn't hear anything, so then we go and watch TV or the radio or something else. Take time. Take time to read the scriptures daily. Take time to listen. Take time to give God what you have coming in the next day and this day. Ask him for help. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for direction. And you know, if I don't get it, I wait. I don't do the thing I was going to do. I try to wait because there's some reason God has in store. If I hear nothing, it may be that I should just go ahead and do what I want to do or what I think I should do. But it may also be that God might have something more to say to me. Give him a little time. Listen. I'm not talking about an audible voice necessarily. I'm talking about a thought comes into your head that you wouldn't have had otherwise. A thought that could be very valuable. Pay attention to it. Check it. See what God is saying to you. Because he loves us so much. He loves us. And he wants us to belong to him. One person, Luz Maria Martinez, is now a servant of God. And he wrote this. Mighty is the work of salvation. and sanctification. Over this chaos of our miseries, over the dry and the empty waste of our poor heart, is seen the Spirit, and his fruitful breath causes a richer and more beautiful creation to arise than that which sprang forth in the beginning of time from the hands of the Almighty. A holy soul, there is no richness that can equal it, and any work of art that is comparable to it. It is the delight of God, because he sees in it a likeness of his word, the son of his eternal joys. And how is this masterpiece produced? It comes into being as the material world was formed, greatness from above and baseness from below. So don't say, oh, I'm too inferior, or I'm not worth, or I've sinned, or I've done this. Ask God's forgiveness, and he will give it to you. Genuinely. If you genuinely ask forgiveness, he will genuinely give it to you. This writing goes on to say, from on high is the Spirit who passes over the waters. From below is our soul, which receives the divine breath, and rich as a docile instrument, responds obediently to the action, the will, and the thought of God. Listen to that. From below is our soul, which receives the divine breath, and which as a docile instrument responds obediently to the action, the will, and the thought of God. Sacred Scripture says that wisdom reaches from end to end mightily and orders all things sweetly. In similar fashion is the work of holiness accomplished, for it is a result of might and mildness. I'll stop there for now, but I want you to think about this, brothers and sisters. I really encourage you, if you have a regular prayer time, make sure that some of that time is just silence. It's not just reading words, that they have a place, but not the whole time. Just ponder him. Ponder the Psalms for the day. Just sit with the Lord. You don't hear anything, just keep doing that. God will respond. God will respond. To sanctify souls, great power is needed. Indeed, infinite power. To sanctify souls, there was required the force of the wisdom that fashioned the incarnation, and the might of the sorrow that wrought the mystery of Calvary, and the power of love, strong as death, which produced the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, the action of God in the sanctification of each soul is a marvel of power. What might is in the divine voice that calls us to enter into the land of mystery, the land of vision. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. Quietly, simply, no, I've never had a vision. Don't be looking for some of what great saints have experienced, but just simply offer your life to God and watch daily and watch what he does. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.